unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses, removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt a Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
I was 21 years old when I was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. And when you confront your own mortality, you realize, what am I going to leave behind? I'm never going to have children. I might not see my husband grow old. What have I done? I'm sitting here today with tumors in my liver, my lungs, and my bones. But I'm sitting here with hope. My name is Bridget Spence. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure.
When I was diagnosed with breast cancer, both of my daughters were pregnant, and everything I was looking forward to turned into everything I was going to miss. First words, first steps, being there for my grandchildren, for my daughters. Today, those babies are three. I'm with them all the time. I don't know what's next, but I know I'm here today. My name is Alanthea Pena. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure.
Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk, the official OPT Network. CJ in the Boom Boom Room, along with KAYT FM 88.1, proud partners of the Susan G. Komen 2013 Race for the Cure. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive, or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this. You already know it is Momentum Monday. If you're just getting started on this Momentum Monday, it's 7:37. And just let me say that this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by Daryl's Auto Service, trusted for more than 35 years. And you see, I was having a conversation with some folks about Daryl's Auto Service and how amazing the team is. And I was talking to some ladies, and I just want women to know, if your vehicle is in need of repair and you're not sure where to take it, and this happens all the time for women, well, Daryl's Auto Service is trusted and proven. They're never going to give you anything that you don't need. They've got an incredible team, and they're going to diagnose your vehicle correctly. You can phone them for more information at 318-443-5741. Also, our good friends at Be Unique Hair Salon. Great hair, great style. Great growing hands. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Nora Clayton and her team at Be Unique Hair Salon. Also, we want to remind you about Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program. Share today and shape tomorrow. You can help our young people by becoming a volunteer. And when you become a volunteer, you not only help a young person, but you get paid for doing it. They've got stipends available that don't affect your money, plus gas mileage. All you've got to do for more information is phone 318-484-2260. Hickson Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. Their website, www.hicksonhasit.com. And First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for over 60 years. Now, I'm going to tell you, I know everybody is trying to get back up on the grind this morning after what we hope was a great weekend. We certainly just had a wonderful weekend, and we hope that yours was as well. And this morning, I don't know about you, but for me, it was facing the morning of, all right, here we go. another week. But so when you get up and you're just not sure how you're feeling about Monday morning, you just tell yourself that it's going to be a great week. It doesn't matter what happened last week. It's over. Monday is the start of a fresh new week. And we've got to start fresh in our thinking. And the way that you do it, no matter what's happening, no matter what the day looks like, no matter what you're feeling, you start to tell yourself it's going to be a great week. And great weeks start off with great organization. We hope that as you're getting your kids ready for school, that as kids that are walking to school and standing at bus stops, that you will heed that, that you will watch for kids, school zones, school buses, and you'll slow down. You know, maybe you had a tough time going, trying to get back into the groove of school and getting kids back on track. Well, you know what? It's a brand new week, so you got a fresh set of downs, so to speak. If you're ready for high school football, you're ready for professional football, you got a fresh set of downs. You got a fresh opportunity to get it right. So make sure that you've given yourself enough time to get there. As we were traveling in this morning, we did see an accident coming right out of the south traffic circle. So that means that people are still not yielding. People are still not being patient with each other. Still too many wrecks. So if you're traveling in this morning, remember, give yourself enough time to get there safely. Help our bus drivers, help our crossing guards, and help our resource officers. It's critically important to all of us. Hey, everybody, we've got plenty of time to get our momentum. It's 7:41. You're on point. We're going to take a break here, but we're back with more after this. Stay with us. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive. Or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
When I was diagnosed with breast cancer, both of my daughters were pregnant, and everything I was looking forward to turned into everything I was going to miss. First words, first steps, being there for my grandchildren, for my daughters. Today, those babies are three. I'm with them all the time. I don't know what's next, but I know I'm here today. My name is Alanthea Pena. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure.
Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk and KAYT FM 88.1, proud partners in the fight against breast cancer.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service to 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services, Sylvia's Caring Companions health care services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
The concrete jungle, home to the Burger Devotee, adept at discovering deliciousness. The aroma of thick-cut applewood smoked bacon. The spicy, cool kick of habanero ranch sauce.
Woo!
Things that send a Burger Devotee's senses soaring. And McDonald's, hungry for their dedication, has just the thing to attract them. Three new quarter-pounder burgers, bacon habanero ranch, deluxe, and bacon and cheese. Only true devotees can spot burgers this good. And they're another new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by Red River Bank, Everyday Extraordinary Banking, McDonald's of Alexandria, and the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. Well, if you're just getting your morning started, it's 7:46. We hope that you have your momentum, your impetus. We hope that you're pushing forward. We hope that you're up. You've got your kids up and moving, that you're saying some good, positive things to get the morning going and to get the week going. Now, this weekend, I don't know, this morning I think I woke up with just a little bit of disappointment, DC. We watched the Little League World Series, and we watch it pretty much every year. Last year, we were real hyped because Lake Charles had gone pretty far in the region. And this year, we just kind of follow, you know, the teams. And I was saying to myself yesterday evening after the game was over, I said, I hate that I do this. I get so invested in the teams and the kids.
Yes.
And, you know, we really, really were pulling for California to win. California played in the championship game with Japan, and Japan has had a lot of success, and we really, really wanted to see the kids from California pull it out, and they almost did, but Japan just proved to be a little too hot to handle.
Yes, success is an understatement. You know, they've won back-to-back world championships.
Mm-hmm. 6-4. Was the end score, and those kids are just phenomenal. All of those kids, they're you forget that they're kids because they look like little professionals.
Yes.
In 12-year-old bodies and 13-year-old bodies, and they've got kids out there. One of the pitchers, the lead pitcher for California, 6'4", and you wonder, I mean, 6'4", a 13-year-old kid.
Yeah.
So Japan comes back, they pull it out, they win. California, you know, the kids played well, but they're disappointed. And so, I don't know, I just get so invested when it comes to playoff time, when it comes to Little League World Series, and you know, you want your team to win. And then when they don't, you know, they got so close, and in the last seconds of the game, they come up with a double play, Japan does, out of nowhere to end the game. Last inning. You know, we're thinking California's going to have a rally session. They had big bats. I mean, but Japan had even bigger bats. And, you know, how do you help kids with that kind of disappointment? Do you think that they will be, you know, terribly disappointed with the loss, California?
Well, of course they will. But, you know, kids are resilient, and it is a game, and they are 12. At the end of the day, they're only 12 and 13. And, you know, they have the whole future in front of them. And so, you know, they'll shake it off. They're probably going to have fun, you know, in Williamsport. And, I mean, it's a heck of an experience just to be in that arena and to play at that level on the world stage.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that unto itself, just to make it to the World Series, to this phase of the game, is a lot. And I'm sure the people that are in leadership, their coaches and the parents are telling them that, look, you guys have nothing to hold your heads down about because you played in every game there is to be played of. You just lost the last one.
Absolutely. And you know what? I just cannot say enough about Little League and about people like AAA sports, D.C., AAA football.
You know, those are leagues that are so incredibly important, not just to our kids, but to our communities and our neighborhoods across America.
That's right.
You know, and one of the things that they talked about were the millions of volunteers that come out for these sports and the parents and getting their kids involved. And, you know, I know this is the time of the year, and even, you know, throughout the year, we're looking for things to get our kids involved in. But one of the things that they said that really hit home for me is that one of the coaches, one of the parents, had written a manifesto, because a lot of the parents coach these kids. And he said the biggest problem in Little League baseball and sports are the parents. And so I just want to encourage parents that are getting their kids signed up for football and your kids play sports. You know, and I totally get it. Sometimes we get so engaged and we expect so much of our kids, and then we start getting too overly involved, where we feel like the people who are volunteering aren't doing enough, or we feel like our kids should be in a better position. And he said, you know, were it not for the parents, you know, it would make the sporting events a lot better. And sometimes parents get a little bit too involved. So this morning, I just want to encourage you, as your kids are playing high school football and junior high school football, that we remember as parents to let them have fun. And I know sometimes for dads, you see, it seems like it gets so competitive. And, you know, sometimes fun isn't necessarily, it's fun, but compete. And so we want to encourage not only parents, but ourselves, that kids need to be able to have fun and compete, and parents need to not maybe put as much pressure.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, if it's not fun to them anymore, you know, you don't want it to be a job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and what they're doing is they're learning the fundamentals of the game. You know, this is just the time that, you know, they start to develop the love for the game.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you beat them down right now and make them think that this is what they have to in the future to look forward to, more of the same this,
mm-hmm.
then that's what causes a lot of kids to sway away from sports and, you know, not participate in athletics at all.
And, you know, as I was looking at the kids from Japan and we were talking after the game, and I said, you know, those kids, and one of the things that the commentator said is that no matter what happens to the Japanese kids in these sporting events, they're not easily rattled. And I said, sometimes in countries like that, the stakes are a lot higher. Our kids, yeah, their parents are pushing them, and they want to compete and they want to win. But I think in other countries, the quest for perfectionism and the quest to win is a lot different than it is here in the United States. And it was the 14th championship game for Japan, making their fourth straight appearance in the title game, and their ninth title. And California, of course, was making their 23rd championship game appearance. And so both of these teams have a long history of winning. But I think we want to encourage our kids that winning is good, but it's not the principal thing. And one of the things that I love that came out of this tournament and the Little League World Series is that it's great when our kids win, but are we teaching them how to lose as gracefully? And I think that for me, that was a huge lesson. Anybody can win, but when it comes to losing, can we still teach our kids to have a good, positive attitude, to know that they put it all out on the field, and to be good sportsmen? And I think that sometimes we forget about that, and I think that, and I know that comes down from the head. It comes down from parents. We have to teach our kids how to win gracefully, but we also have to teach them how to lose gracefully. And so that's one of the things that we did this weekend. And another thing that we did, all in fun, is we celebrated some birthdays this weekend. So a lot of people had birthdays this weekend. One of those birthdays was my mother's birthday. We celebrated her birthday. Her birthday was on Saturday. We celebrated on Sunday. We had a quiet celebration with cake and good food and good fellowship. And it really made me reflect on how grateful, how grateful I am and we are to still have our mothers in our lives, and never to take that for granted. And each year, especially as our parents start to get older, and we do too, that we have to have a greater sense of gratitude and appreciation for having our parents in our lives still, our mothers. Because, of course, both of our dads have gone home to be with the Lord. But, you know, as I was thinking on the weekend and pondering, you know, I said sometimes we forget to tell those people in our lives how important they are, how much they mean to us, our mothers especially, and how much they sacrifice and put on the line for us. And that we're just eternally grateful for the love that they, the unconditional love that they give every single day. And so had a great weekend celebrating with our mother. And we also had a great weekend celebrating with the Willibers. Robin Willibur celebrated her birthday as well on Saturday, her 40th birthday. We had a wonderful time with them. And, you know, it's just good to get together and enjoy good food, good fellowship, good laughs, and good fun. And, you know, that should make each of us, it makes me smile this morning. And when I think of my weekend, I just smile and I look forward to having an incredibly wonderful week. Hey, everybody, it's 7:56. You're on point. We're going to take a break here, but we're back with more after this.
What happens when your bank does the unexpected? When every encounter is refreshingly friendly and personal? When flexibility becomes an everyday occurrence and you find options instead of obstacles? Prosperity happens. Possibilities happen. There is such a bank, customer-focused and service-driven, there for you when you're ready to take the next step, delivering more than you ever expected. Red River Bank. Everyday, extraordinary banking. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Red River Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
My shot. Man, what a glorious summer day.
Joe's surprisingly cheery response can be traced to what's in his golf cart cup holder.
Try again. These trees are majestic.
It's the McCafe line of delicious, rejuvenating beverages. Joe's enjoying the delicious wonder of the new blueberry pomegranate smoothie, made with blueberries and raspberries with a splash of pomegranate juice. And speaking of splash...
Man, I love golf.
There's always something new to love from McCafe. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Your children are your heart, and their education is important, but it can leave your pocketbook on life support. So where do you turn to take care of your little dear's back-to-school needs? No other place than Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. With their great back-to-school loan special, rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty discounts and a 12-month payment plan, you can get up to $2,000 today. So don't stress. Let Heart of Louisiana take care of your little heart this school year. Hurry in. Offer ends August 15th. Give them a call at 473-4562 or visit them on the web at heartcu.org.
APR equals annual percentage rate. Quote rate is the lowest available rate and will be based on your credit score. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. We will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana loans with this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA. Limit one back to school loan per household.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's only 2 minutes after 8 o'clock. We hope that you're on your way. But most importantly, we hope that you're off to a good start. Of course, today is Monday, August the 26th. Can you believe? I think I say this every single month. The days are just flying by.
Zoom.
I know, it's zooming by. Hey, this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by Southern Heritage Bank. They're an independently owned community bank meeting the financial needs of our community. Also, the City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, GetWired Satellites. We're going to be hearing more about what GetWired has coming up. They've always got amazing deals, great channels, HD for life, plus so much more. The number to phone, 318-767-2220. And then we want you to remember to get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Field, serving Rapides Parish. For more information on home, auto, and life insurance, 318-487-1881.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
Well, everybody, I hope that your momentum is coming. And if it's not coming, all you've got to do is tell yourself, as I'm getting momentum, I have momentum. Today is going to be a great start to a great week. Whether you believe it or not, you know what? If you say it enough, if you open up your mouth and you make those declarations, things will start to happen and shift in the universe. And we like to remind you about that every single Monday, because on Monday, people are too cranky, too depressed, too unwilling to accept that Monday is an incredible day and that we could not make it to Friday without starting first on Monday. And I was saying to DC that the months are flying by so quickly that pretty soon we'll be talking about Christmas. So I think, you know, celebrating my mother's birthday and celebrating with friends their birthday, and lots of people have birthdays, of course, every day, but it really makes you mindful about really living in the moment and really being grateful for who you have in your life and what you have in your life. And I think that as we start complaining about what we don't have, what we need to have, what we should have, where we should be in life, we forget to be grateful right where we are. And if that hits you like a ton of bricks this morning, you know what? You can just stop and say, I repent. And then you can begin to just ponder on those things that you're grateful for, those people in your life that you're grateful for, those people that make your life better. those people that you somehow just simply forget about, and it makes your Mondays better. And so I hope that you'll ponder that this morning as you're driving in or as you're getting there, and you just kind of stop and you find your center and you take a deep breath. I know this weekend we were talking about Robin Willeber as a teacher, and she had a lot of her colleagues at the party, and they were talking about the kids and talking about, you know, the challenges of being a teacher and getting our kids to the next level. And, you know, as we're traveling in this morning, we need to encourage our kids to be the best students that they can be so that our teachers can be the best teachers that they can be. And if we encourage our kids to do their best, to give their teachers the respect that they deserve, and to be good students, then I think it helps our teachers to teach better. It helps them to stay on course and stay on track. And I said to them that, you know, teaching is a gift. You know, we have so much respect and adulation for those people who teach our kids and who help our kids to grow, not only academically, but help our kids to grow as people. And we should start investing in that. And we should start sharing with our teachers that we appreciate what they do to make our lives and our kids' lives better. And the more that we can encourage each other, I think the more that we'll all feel just a little bit better. And so this morning, if you're thinking on some things, begin to think about how you can make your day better, how you can make your kids' day better. And I know for us, and we hadn't gotten it, you know, we hadn't gotten it just all the way down pat, but in the mornings we've gotten a lot more organized. We're doing a lot less hollering in the morning. And everybody just kind of knows what it is that they have to do and just get it done. And I think for many of us, we need to give our kids a little bit more responsibility so that we're not carrying the load, so that you don't feel like you're packing a bag of bricks on Monday morning. And if you do, I would suggest you just stop right where you are. Take some deep breaths and just calm yourself down and begin to tell yourself that you're okay, it's okay. I'm okay, it's okay. I'm okay, it's okay. And I know sometimes it sounds really corny, but when you start to tell yourself that you're okay and everything around you is okay, then you start to live there and you start to feel that, okay, maybe things are going to be okay. And when we do that on Monday mornings, it makes it all the better. I just want to remind people that the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure is coming up. We want people to get involved in that. We want you to go to the website. We want you to get registered, start your own teams. You can join our team. And then when you look at others around you and you start to say, it's okay, I'm okay. You look at what others are going through, and it gives you a real sense of gratitude. And DC, we're really working our way up to getting more people involved this year. Yes, in the race.
Absolutely.
Other companies, other individuals, and it's really going well, and we have had good response from people saying, sure, we'd love to take part.
Very good response, Carlette. Very good response. A lot of people want to get involved. Of course, you know, now this is our third year sponsoring. So, you know, we kind of, you know the landscape. We're kind of moving a little bit more assertive. And we just kind of, you know what to do now. It's not a big deal. We're just trying to raise as much money as we can for the cause and get as much awareness out as we can for the cause. And, you know, so that more people will take advantage of what's happening right here in Central Louisiana, right there at Cabrini. You know, you can go in, get your free mammogram.
Mm-hmm.
All you have to do is contact
Diane Kitts
over at Cabrini, 487-1122, and they will show you how to go about getting your free mammogram. Nobody has to die from this. Early detection is the key. You know, we've learned so much about it since we've started on this journey of being proud sponsors of this race. And it's just a good thing for our institution to be a part of. And we love it. We welcome it every year.
And what about bringing others along, like CJ and the radio station?
Absolutely. I mean, we just love it. We love that people want to get involved and, you know, find ways to get involved. And, you know, there's something in it for everybody. Everybody can get involved. All you have to do is just get in where you fit in.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, there's always the need for people to serve in this great cause. And, you know, there is something that you can do.
Absolutely. And you know what, DC, I was looking at you over there, and you're looking really good. This has been last week was really a good week for you in the successes and the things that you wanted to do in terms of eating better and drinking more water. And I was wondering how your momentum is this morning. How are you really, really feeling this morning?
Man, I feel great.
You feel good?
I feel really, really good. Even though we celebrated a couple of birthdays, we still got the opportunity to rest this weekend. My mother came in back from Houston yesterday. She's at my house. And so we're on cruise control, just as content as can be. We're just happy.
And you know what I was most proud of is that we had birthdays this weekend, but you absolutely did not overeat, and you didn't overcake.
No, I didn't. As a matter of fact, I've purposed in my heart that I don't want to do it anymore, and I'm asking God, because I truly believe, Carlette, that I am powerless over food.
Mm.
So, you know, what I've done is I've asked God to come in and do for me what I can't do for myself.
Wow.
That's just how I have to do it.
So you just have had to admit that food just has a hold on you.
I mean, I'm powerless when it comes to it. You know, I crossed over into it, and, you know, and so now what I'm doing is going to the greater one for help with that as well. He helps me with everything else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I have been, you know, praying and asking God to help me, but I have a tendency to, when I ask God to take something from me, he'll take it and I go back and pick it up.
Sure. And we're all guilty. We're all guilty.
Oh, okay. I'll take that back. Let me have that back. Can I get that back, please?
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
You know, this time I'm trying my best, Carlette, and I'm not saying I'm going to do that, but I'm going to try,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to keep trying because that's what I do.
Absolutely.
I'm just not going to quit, and eventually I expect to see some good results. Don't quit.
Absolutely. And you know what? If you're feeling a little weary this morning and you're trying to get started, you know what our mantra is don't quit. And guess what? If you hang in there, you keep standing, even if you've fallen down and you get right back up and don't quit, I guarantee you some good things, even some great things are going to happen. Hey, everybody, it's 12 minutes after the hour. It's 12 after 8 o'clock Central Standard, 9:12 Eastern Time. You're on point. The official OPT Network.
Yeah. You want to get down? Tell me. Get down on it. Get down on it. Get down on it. Get down on it. Come on in. Get down on it. Get down on it. Get down on it. Get down on it. How you gonna do it if you really don't wanna dance? By standing on the wall. Man, how you gonna do it if you really don't wanna dance? By standing on the wall. Get your back up off the wall. Cause I heard all the people saying, get down on it. Come on in. Get down on it. If you really want it. Get down on it. You gotta feel it. Get down on it. Get down on it. Get down on it. Come on in. Get down on it. Baby, baby. Get down on it. Get on it. What you gonna do? You gotta get on the groove. If they want your body to move, tell me, baby, how you gonna do it if you really don't wanna dance? By standing on the wall. Get your back up off the wall. Tell me, how you gonna do it if you really won't take a chance? By standing on the wall. Get your back up off the wall. Cause I heard people saying, get down on it, get down on it, get down on it, get down on it. When you're dancing, get down on it, get down on it, get down on it, get down on it. Sha-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-do. What you gonna do? Do you wanna get down? What you gonna do? Get your back up off the wall.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I was 21 years old when I was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. And when you confront your own mortality, you realize, what am I going to leave behind? I'm never going to have children. I might not see my husband grow old. What have I done? I'm sitting here today with tumors in my liver, my lungs, and my bones. But I'm sitting here with hope. My name is Bridget Spence. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure. Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk and KAYT FM 88.1, proud partners in the fight against breast cancer.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica! Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
Hello, my name is Darlene St. Romain. I am the CEO of Sylvia's Care and Companions Healthcare Services. Central Louisiana Business Incubator assists my agency with marketing by creating a commercial and a business website. They also assisted with the accreditation of my agency.
I am Fanny Gordon, owner and operator of Fanny Silks and Scents. They help my business to grow. For instance, improve sales tools and product marketing.
I'm Ivyanna Stewart, owner of Soulscapes. I want to take this opportunity to thank the Diversity in Action for acknowledging and actively reaching out to our diversity firms here in Alexandria.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
Alexandria Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents
with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Simlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive, or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Simlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Ryan, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Sylvia's Caring Companions serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Health Care Services, people care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
My shot. Man, what a glorious summer day.
Joe's surprisingly cheery response can be traced to what's in his golf cart cup holder.
Try again. These trees are majestic.
It's the McCafe line of delicious, rejuvenating beverages. Joe's enjoying the delicious wonder of the new blueberry pomegranate smoothie, made with blueberries and raspberries with a splash of pomegranate juice. And speaking of splash...
Man, I love golf.
There's always something new to love from McCafe. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by J&J Exterminating. J&J Exterminating is Louisiana's largest independently owned pest control firm, offering effective pest control services not only for your home, but your business as well. For more information and a free consultation, if you just simply want them to come out, take a look, assess what's going on at your house, all you've got to do is phone 318-448-4000. They're located at 526 MacArthur Drive right here in Alexandria, but you can find them literally throughout the state. Their 800 number, 800-819-5323. Also, Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works. Expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Ray Hyde, they remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology. Also, McDonald's of Pineville. And don't forget, we've already said this morning, we're going to continue to remind you that there are free mammograms at Cabrini Hospital, St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, offering free mammograms through their work and service. of supporting the Race for the Cure. Diane Kitts is the contact person. You can phone her at 318-487-1122. Do you see, we're going to be bringing lots of information about the race, about breast cancer,
yes,
about how it's giving back to the community, and most importantly, how people can get off the bench of life and get involved.
Get involved.
Get involved. Also, let me just thank our friends at the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, always dedicated to excellence, D.C., and always, always partnering with us and in their community to be the change that they want to see.
Definitely in the community, Carlette. They're all over the place. They're always being the change that they want to see. They're not just a company that just sits here and reaps from the community.
Mm-hmm.
They are in the community for the community and giving back to the community that they serve. Big ups to the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union.
Absolutely. Also, Davis One Stop.
Don't forget about Cindy.
Cindy B. Cindy Beauregard is the CEO of the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. And our great friends down in Cheneyville, Louisiana at Davis One Stop. Fisha and Hollywood and the incredible team doing amazing things in Cheneyville. And really, they have been a shining star.
Yes.
In our little small village of Cheneyville. We love Davis One Stop.
Absolutely. And you know, the Founders Day is coming up, Carlette, and they're going to be a part of that as well. We will be bringing you more about that in the upcoming weeks.
Mm-hmm.
In Cheneyville, the big festival there, it's now an annual festival.
Right.
In our hometown of Cheneyville.
Absolutely. And you know, it was so wildly successful last year.
Yes, it was.
Lots of people came out. And we love to talk about things people are doing in the community to be game changers.
Absolutely.
To be difference makers.
Man, they put that down, Carlette. I mean, we were shocked at how many people.
I know.
So many
people. I have never seen that many people in Cheneyville since we've been there.
Now, you know, of course, we would love to take the credit for it being that, you know, that many people being there. Because they only advertise with us.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think it had anything to do with advertising. People were just ready for something
I think so too.
Go down. And, you know, we wouldn't dare try to take no credit for something like
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. We're just so proud that it went well. And if we had any small thing to do with it, we're grateful.
Absolutely.
Grateful to be of help. You know, as we talk about things that are going on, you know, a lot of people are trying to get their finances in order, trying to figure it out. And we've been talking to some incredible people that we believe are going to partner with the OPT network, people that are already partnering with us to help people to really understand how to be more successful with their money, quite frankly. And many of us, I know for years and years and years, and there is no secret that DC and I say that we were fools with our money. And, you know, we know that a fool and his money or her money will soon be parted. And so anytime...
They will. That is correct.
And that is just the real truth. And so anytime we can bring information that kind of helps people think just a little bit differently, to the point where I've even said that I have become frugal, and we were talking about that this weekend with some other really frugal people.
Doug. I don't know if Doug is frugal. Doug is just a bean counter.
Doug is frugal. Doug is a friend of ours, and we were talking about money. We were talking about our kids' college. We were talking about the things that, and he's an accountant.
He's a CFO, mother. He really is a bean counter, really, literally.
Yeah, he
is a literal bean counter.
Right, he's a chief financial officer, so he understands money. He understands how to save a dollar, and he understands how to make his dollars work for him. And it's always good to talk to people that have a sense for that. And, you know, one of the things that we need to start talking about is how to help people get more prepared for their kids' college. And we were talking about, as we were surrounded by teachers and financial people, we were talking about our kids' education, and we were talking about how to pay for that. And so, you know, we really need to do some things that reach further than this conversation will on how to help people with that.
Yes, we do.
Because we hadn't, you know, we've... You know, many people are trying to figure out how to put their kids through college. Where is the money going to come from? And you know what? We don't want our kids to be inundated with student loans. But I found a really cool article that talked about savings and lessons for finances and some of the amazing things that they had to say. And this information was compiled by somebody that they call Frugal Living Expert Kyle James. And one of the things that he talked about, he is a frugal living expert. So it doesn't probably get any better than that. But he says, DC, the first thing that you have to do when you're looking at your money is, I'm going to say it like this, you need to be wise when it comes to making your car purchase, making your vehicle purchase.
Absolutely.
And you know a lot about that.
Well, I mean, you don't want to go in and get the most expensive car that you can get. I mean, if you are, you know, middle income, mm-hmm. maybe you don't want to go get a $150,000 car. You know,
so but don't most of us want to do that, though?
Well, all of us want to do that. We mm-hmm. all want vehicles. You know, we're dealing right now. We sold our vehicle, and we're waiting to buy another one until we really mount up the type of down payment that we need to be in the area of payment that we would like to be in. And this is the first for us. We normally would just go out and buy one,
mm-hmm.
you know, but this is the first time that we decided we won't buy one until we get the proper monies down to get the type of caliber of vehicle that we want. And we know this time what we want to get.
Mm-hmm. But this is the first time, as you said, that we have decided not to go borrow the money, not to put it on a credit card, not to overextend ourselves.
Right.
But we used a word that, and we're using a word over the last several years that we almost probably never used, and that's the S word, save.
Absolutely.
And that used to be a bad word in our house.
Yeah, let's.
Because we were spendthrifts.
Absolutely. So after we sold the car, we decided to take some months and use the money that we were paying for insurance and the payment and save it for some months and see how that works out.
Absolutely. And a lot of people that have had their vehicles paid off or they sold their vehicles never really think about, because it's hard. It's really hard to do if you don't have a car note.
Right.
To take that money as if you did have a car note.
Right.
And literally just put it in the bank.
Absolutely. And if you see us around in the OPT Cruiser on Sunday, because we used to just drive it during business days,
uh-huh.
that is because it is our sole source of transportation.
And this is a new phenomenon for us. It is something called saving. And this is what the experts say, DC, and you know this well, is that when you do purchase a car, it does lose value. Now, that's not to say that you should yes. not purchase your car, but you should be very, very wise. And you should not outprice what you earn in terms of making a car purchase.
Absolutely, because you don't want to have your debt-to-income ratio bad.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got to, you know, struggle along, you know, to pay your payment, and that's going to make your car not so enjoyable.
Absolutely. When you have to figure out if you're going to have to sleep in the car. So that's just one of the tips that, you know, that the experts say, Kyle James says, that you should really, really make sure that you're saving, make sure that you're wise. You know, of course, go to Hixson if you're going to purchase a car, or Walker Automotive Group, and they'll help you. They'll work with you. They'll work within your budget. Also, the next thing he says, and this comes from Warren Buffett, he says, if you're going to buy a house, you should not buy too much house. There again, we've been there, we've done that. You know, sometimes when you qualify, but now it's not as easy to buy too much house as it was several years ago.
Right.
But he says that most people move away from a modest home, and I think it's still very true, and most people buy as much house as they can buy, as much house as they are approved for. And it really can hurt your finances, he says, when you do that. Because most people forget about modesty and just being comfortable. And then they just buy way more house.
Dream home.
Yeah. Their first house is their
dream home.
But you know, isn't that human nature, though?
Yes, it is.
You want your house to be a showplace.
Absolutely. But, you know, as you get older, wiser, you start to show more restraint. I mean, younger people do.
Uh-huh.
They're just going to do it like that.
Right. And so he said you should be very cognizant about what you're making. He said you have to remember that you're going to have your taxes on your home. A lot of people never look at that. You have to look at what you make
right.
personally. And you have to look at all of these things to see what sort of mortgage payment that you can afford per month.
And still be comfortable.
and still be comfortable, he
you
said.
Don't have a, you know what I'm saying? And that right there, Carlette, can be a real source of stress. When you have, you know, you go out there and you get your house payment for $3,800. And, you know, between you and your spouse, it's taking up one of your whole incomes.
Absolutely.
You know, that could be daunting if somebody lose their job or something like that right there. And you've got this $4,000 house payment staring you in the face. Not to mention the upkeep, you know, and, you know.
Absolutely. And that's what he says. He says, don't forget that you'll need extra money for the maintenance, for things that go wrong. And people never, and especially if you're buying a house that is way more house than what you're accustomed to.
Right.
And people really don't realize the upkeep of those homes. And as we were visiting this weekend, a lot of people were having challenges in their home. Air conditioning go out. You know, if a storm happens in the roof. You know, a lot of things that maybe just are unforeseen.
Right.
And you have to have money for that.
Fortuitous events.
That's right. Fortuitous events, and they happen all the time. So he says that if you're buying a house, and we're going to hopefully have some people on that are going to help us to learn what we need to do to buy houses, especially for young people. And we're talking about buying your dream home. Well, it could soon turn into a nightmare if any one thing goes wrong at any given time. And when you're young, you never look at anything going wrong.
No, you don't.
You live in the here and now, and you're never looking a few years up the road. So one of the things that they say is make sure that when you're buying a home, and we're happy to see the housing market come back. We have a lot of friends that have really built new homes and that are moving, have sold their homes, built new homes. But he says make sure that you're aware of where you are and that you can comfortably afford whatever it is that you purchase. And then the next thing comes from mogul T-Bone Pickens. And he says...
T-Bone Pickens.
Yeah, he says, skip the bling.
Big old tycoon. Big old tycoon up here in Texas.
He says, skip the bling. Stuff like expensive jewelry, high-end cameras. You know, he says, forget about all that stuff.
And that's a lot coming from T-Bone, who has everything. I mean, come on, T-Bone.
But, you know, obviously he lives a very sort of modest lifestyle. And what happens is that the more money we make, most of us, the more that we spend. And the next tip is this, even if you're doing well, remember that every penny counts. And when you get a raise, a lot of people elevate their standard of living and we forget to put that raise in the bank, unless you're a bean counter.
Well, let me ask you this, Carlette, because this used to be, you know, when our philosophy, when we were younger, we had one. But let me just say this right here. Do you mean our philosophy has changed where we're saying, hey, let's live below our means? Have we gotten that much wisdom yet? Or because, you know, our philosophy used to be, hey, I'm going to live above my means, and that's motivation for me to go get
make more money.
Yeah, that used to be
I know. We, as I said, we were fools. Was no limit.
So what we're saying now is live below your means so you can be comfortable. Because we had no kids then. We had that.
I mean, right. Below our means, I think that I don't know if we've...
You don't like the word below?
I don't think I like the word below.
Yeah, that might just do something to you psychologically because we were positive thinkers.
Right.
And, you know...
Big money makers.
We believed in the think and grow rich mentality.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, so...
And, but we have grown. We have grown rich, but we have grown rich in wisdom and
health.
Information and health. And all of those things that really, really matter.
Spirituality.
Mm-hmm. Especially spirituality. And now...
And wisdom.
I don't know if we are living below our means, but we are certainly a lot smarter with our money.
Yes, we are.
We're a lot smarter about the decisions that we make financially.
Are we smarter with each other?
Definitely smarter with each other. Definitely.
Notice, man, we don't have as many heated fellowships as we used to.
We really don't.
No.
We really, really don't.
You think that's because we work together? We're learning how to co-mingle more?
I think we have to, because we're together all the time, we really have to create a, I don't know, but we've always been together a lot. We've never necessarily, we've worked together before, but never at this level. And it was, it had its challenges in the beginning, but once we found out whose strengths are where, and we respect what each other does, and we respect each other's thoughts and ideas about things, I think it certainly does help. And we don't encourage each other in that craziness that we used to do.
Wow.
Yeah, let's just get it.
You made a whole speech on that. Let me just say this before we cut to this break. Let me give a big shout out. Big shout out to my mother, Mildred Sweezy. She's over at the house this
morning. Big G.
I know she's listening. Big G. Big Granny in the house.
Oh, yeah. She.
Big Granny's in the house. And just got back from H-Town.
Oh, yeah.
She's been on a little excursion.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead, Big Granny.
The Compton family reunion.
Yeah, it was in Houston, and Mildred Sweezy.
Absolutely.
Her mother was a maiden name, was a Compton. She went down to the reunion, hung out with her brothers, and just had a real good old time.
Absolutely.
Oh, Carlette, let people know, you know, we're doing the food boxes this morning.
Absolutely. We'll be seeing our seniors down in Avoyelles Parish in just a little while, so we're looking forward to that. It's always great to see those smiling, grateful faces. Hey, everybody, it's 8:41. You're on point. We've got to take a break here, but we're back after this. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
Children are your heart, and their education is important, but it can leave your pocketbook on life support. So where do you turn to take care of your little dear's back-to-school needs? No other place than Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. With their great back-to-school loan special, rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty discounts and a 12-month payment plan, you can get up to $2,000 today. So don't stress. Let Heart of Louisiana take care of your little heart this school year. Hurry in. Offer ends August 15th. Give them a call at 473-4562 or visit them on the web at heartcu.org.
APR equals annual percentage rate. Quote rate is the lowest available rate and will be based on your credit score. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. We will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana loans with this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA. Limit one back-to-school loan per household.
The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Avoyelles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Avoyelles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. For more information on Avoyelles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelavoyelles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avoyelles Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
When I was diagnosed with breast cancer, both of my daughters were pregnant, and everything I was looking forward to turned into everything I was going to miss. First words, first steps, being there for my grandchildren, for my daughters. Today, those babies are three. I'm with them all the time. I don't know what's next, but I know I'm here today. My name is Alanthea Pena. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure.
Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk and KAYT FM 88.1. Proud partners in the fight against breast cancer.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica! Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month. Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's Momentum Monday. We hope that you're off to a really great start. And if you're not, it's never too late. All you got to do is change what's coming out of your mouth. This segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by Walker Automotive Group. When others won't, Walker will. Serving Central Louisiana since 1919. Also, Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain and her team down in Bunkie. You can reach them at 318-346-2540 or in Opelousas, 337-942-9939. And then get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. Serving Avoyelles Parish for home, auto, life, and banking, Kyle Wolf can be reached at 318-346-6695. Well, as we're wrapping up this Momentum Monday, I don't know about you. Sometimes you can have momentum. Sometimes I have momentum immediately once I get started. And then sometimes momentum comes as you go. As you continue to go, and I am a firm believer, DC, that you can have, we are firm believers that you can have what you say. And just to piggyback on our conversation that we were having about being fools with money, you'll hear us laugh about it. It's really good when you can look at your mistakes in life and you can laugh about them, but it's even better when you can grow from them and you can learn from them. And one of the things that I want to share with people as we were talking during the break, I want to share with people that there is no shame in making mistakes. There is no shame in having financial challenges, having even financial pitfalls. You know what the real shame is? The shame is when you don't get enough information to pick yourself up and dust yourself off and start over again. And we are living examples, and we talk about our missteps in life. We've talked about some of our greatest shames and our greatest hurts in life. And when you hear DC say that we don't have heated fellowship as much is because as we grow in relationships, what we have to learn is that people, when they get married, DC, you don't remain the same. Sometimes you'll look at your spouse and say, well, you're not the same. Well, no, he isn't the same, or no, she isn't the same. And if we are the same as we were 10 years ago, then I would be concerned. People are hopefully always changing and evolving. And you have to change and evolve together. You have to grow together. And those things that are important, like finances and understanding that we might have done those things 5 or 6, 10 years ago, but we're not going to keep being a fool. We're not going to keep doing those same things that held us in bondage. We're going to get better. We're going to grow together. We're going to evolve together. We're going to change together. And when you get that way down deep in you and you realize, because I hear people say, I just don't love him anymore. He's just not the same. Well, you know what? You need to step back and realize that if a person is the same, then that means they haven't grown. That means they haven't changed. That means they haven't flourished. We should embrace change, change in our thinking, change in our finances, change in the way that we're living. That's the way we evolve. That's the way we grow up. And if you've not grown, you need to step back and take a look and say, what is prohibiting that? And you know what? When you really take a look back, you'll find that it's right in your psyche. It is in your thinking. you will not allow anything new to come in. So when nothing new comes in, you stay stagnant. You stay right where you are. And so this morning, if you're traveling in and you're trying to figure it out, you're trying to figure out why you don't have your momentum, well, simply look no further than your thinking. Look at the fact that you don't want to change how you feel about Monday. Look at the fact that you want to stay steeped into, whoa, it's me, it's Monday, it's going to be a terrible day. Well, you know what? You're never going to change. But for those people who will embrace this, not telling you how to live your Monday, but just making a suggestion, for those people, DC, who will embrace the momentum, who will embrace the impetus, who will embrace change, you're going to see that things are going to start to change. But you have to start with what's coming out of your mouth. What are you putting in the atmosphere? What are you putting out there in the universe? What are you saying about your job? What are you saying about yourself? What are you saying about the people on your job? And you know what? This weekend, I came to another startling revelation that I need to be looking at me. I need to stop looking at everybody else and what's wrong with everybody else. And I need to focus on what Carlette needs to change, how I can grow. And one thing about growth, you need not think you've always got it together or you've got it. Because just when you think you've got it, there is a new concept, DC. There's something else. His microphone just fell off the whole pedestal. There is something else that you got to fix. And you never stop growing. Never stop growing. Never stop trying to learn something fresh and something new. And when you do that, you're going to see it's going to make your life better. It's going to make your family's life better. It's going to make your work life better. It just makes everything better. And, you know, I just want to take this moment, and I don't want to preach to you this morning, but I want everybody to have momentum, including myself. But this morning, I was just thinking about the things that we had to do and thinking about getting down the road and getting those food boxes delivered and the joy that comes from that, no matter how we're feeling on Mondays. It just gives us a sense of purpose to be good and to help someone else. And if you're feeling a little lowly of yourself this morning, think about helping someone else. Think about how you can make someone else's life better. Think about how you can make someone else feel better, and I guarantee it will make you feel better. We want to thank, DC, the people that hit us on our website at www.onpointcxmas.com. We're going to be answering those emails, making sure that we get back with you, taking care of all of that information. You can go to our website for just a deluge of information and authors and great stuff there. And we want to thank all of you for spending what we consider to be the very best part of your Monday morning, your momentum Monday morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. We hope your week gets off to a great start. We hope your kids get off to a good start this week. And remember, last week is over. Many people are moving in. We're moving into the third week, some the second week. And so, you know what? We can make it better by creating a great plan, DC.
Yes, we can.
Oh, yeah. So where are we?
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can. And the day has started off really, really well today, Carlette. I feel super.
You feel super?
I feel good. Mm-hmm. Mentally, physically, and emotionally. Spiritually.
You feel good.
I feel absolutely good.
You look good.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
You looking good.
You looking good, too.
Your waist size is coming down. Tanya's looking good.
T. Riley in the house. Looking like $1 million.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh,
funky yeah. Fresh.
Oh, yeah. I can tell she's got her movement. Funky Fresh. That's old.
She's got her mojo on.
She's got her mojo on.
Smiling
she's got
this
her
morning.
Momentum.
Smile.
Oh, yeah. Hey, everybody, I know we're just about out of time. Thank you again for listening. Thank you for being on point. And thank you for spending your morning with us. For young David Christmas, for big David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a momentous Monday, and God willing, we'll see you right back here on Tuesday. Remember, don't forget, be the change that you want to see. And remember, it starts with you and it starts with me. Hey, everybody, we're out of time, but we'll be right back here, God willing, on Tuesday, and we'll see all the folks down in Avoyelles Parish. Will the food bank. Oh, yeah. We're on our way. Have a great day, everybody.